The Frisbee. After World War II, flying saucers and UFOs became popular. In 1951, Fred Morrison designed a plastic disc that you could throw between two people. He called his new disc the Pluto Platter. Morrison sold the Pluto Platter at county fairs, but it was not a big success. In 1955, Fred Morrison brought the Pluto Platter to Wham-O. Wham-O is a company that makes children's toys. Wham-O liked the Pluto Platter, so Morrison sold the Pluto Platter to Wham-O. However, the Pluto Platter was not so successful. Wham-O's hula hoops were more successful. In 1959, Wham-O was looking for a new name for the Pluto Platters. Some university students told Wham-O they often played catch with pie tins. They called it frisbeeing. The word frisbeeing came from the name of the company that made the pies, the Frisbee Pie Company. Wham-O liked the word frisbeeing, so they changed the name of the Pluto Platter to Frisbee. The Frisbee was soon very popular. Today, playing Frisbee has become one of America's favorite pastimes. There are even international Frisbee teams and competitions all over the world.